You are listening to CJLO News.
I have been abducted by the Israeli Navy, probably in international waters. Please do what you can to ensure my and my colleagues' safety and our safe return to our homes.
You just heard the voice of Ehab Lotaif, a Montreal-based writer, poet, and staff at McGill University. Lotaif was one of the 428 activists detained by the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, while sailing in the humanitarian Samud flotilla to deliver aid to Gaza. Those activists are now on their way home after suffering internationally condemned abuse. That pre-recorded message was sent from the deck of the Aphrodite, one of the more than 50 ships which set sail from Europe last week. Staffed by delegates from almost 60 countries, the ships were carrying medical aid, food, and baby formula bound for the occupied Gaza Strip. The amount of aid on board the vessels has been described as symbolic, an effort to break Gaza's isolation from international aid, which is currently overseen by Israel. The ships were intercepted by the Israeli Navy on May 18th and 19th. The 428 activists were taken into Israeli detention. 11 of these activists were Canadian. In a video personally shared by Israel's National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, the detained are bound on their knees with hands tied behind their backs. Ben-Gvir is seen taunting the prisoners as soldiers drag some by their hair while others scream and plead. Photos showing bruises inflicted from boots and beanbag bullets have been shared by the activists, and there have been over 30 reports of alleged sexual abuse by Israeli soldiers. Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand has condemned the treatment of the activists, calling it appalling abuse. The Global Samud Flotilla shared a message stating that, quote, what we endured is only a fraction of what Palestinian prisoners face daily, unquote. There are currently nearly 10,000 Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Protests sprang up across Canada on Tuesday outside of the offices of local MPs demanding Canada make clear calls for the safe return of these citizens and condemn not only the treatment of them, but Israel's occupation of Gaza and the ongoing genocide. This protest is outside of MP Anthony Housefather's office in Mount Royal. Protesters gathered outside his office for two reasons. One, Housefather sits on the Canada-Israeli Interparliamentary Group. And two, one of the Montrealers detained in Israel is Safa Shebi, who was Housefather's constituent. From outside of Housefather's office, here is Jonathan Summers Turdcoat, a spokesperson for the Samud Flotilla in Canada.
The ideal is to bring aid and assistance directly to the Palestinian people. But beyond that, it's to demonstrate our international solidarity, to rally people around the world to the Palestinian cause.
MP Housefather would not respond for comment at the time of this report. The hundreds of activists are currently in Turkey and en route to their homes. More protests and continued pressure are expected in Montreal, across Canada, and around the world. For CJLO News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.
Well, hello, 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 hello. You're listening to a very special one-off episode. God, what were we calling this thing? One more point! One more point. A yeah. 9 points fest roundup. So, and I've got two very lovely guests on. Who are you people with pretty faces?
I'm Mona.
And I'm Nadia.
Yeah. and what's the, so you made some kind of festival?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, in December of 2025, we threw the inaugural 9 points fest.
Great.
Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
9 bands. I was thinking about on the drive over today. I feel like it is like, what is the kind of like curatorial through line? But I think it is just like alternative music, like truly yeah. alternative.
Pretty much all
too.
Of them had like trans women in there.
Yeah.
Well, that goes without saying.
Yeah. Obviously.
That's just because I'm trying to pick up. But I invited any band with fine shit to come play. No, but I feel like I think it's like truly alternative. There was no real like genre or like style through lines, but it's just like bands that like exist on some kind of margin.
Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. And we're going to be hearing some of that now. So we're going to start off with the band that both of you are members of.
Oh, uh-oh.
Sister to you. Uh-oh.
Thank you.
love us. They really love us.
They love us so much.
Well, that was Sister to You by Puberty Well.
Sure was.
Have you heard of that band?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rumor is they're the most hung band in Montreal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
I heard it from you.
Everyone who is me is saying that. So, yeah, I guess to give a little more context for the rest of the music we're about to hear, we threw this thing as like December 9th? December 5th? December
5th. Something like that, yeah.
Great time right before exam season hit, but like after everyone else has stopped kind of playing shows. We did it at Hemisphere Gauche, Brasserie Beaubien, 9 bands. We have people going back and forth all night. $10 entry for both shows or both venues.
Yeah, we sold it out.
Sold it out.
The crowd was incredible.
Yes.
The crowd was incredible. 9 bands and everyone made $250.
Oh, wow.
Pretty freaking cool. If I do say so myself. And yeah, I feel like it just... And so, yeah, we're doing another one, basically, which is partly why we wanted to come play these recordings. The other reason was that Abraxia so lovingly recorded
I forgot to mention, I'm your host. I'm your host, Abraxia, and I recorded all of these tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They're audience recordings.
That's it. The third pretty-faced vixen in the room.
Yeah, but you'll have to just keep us in your ears. And yeah, so we're going to have a tiny little, you know, it's a little station. We need a little ad break. Like, it's okay. Like, everything will be fine. So just, you know, hold tight for a minute.
Looking for something different to do in June? Arts for All is a 3-day multidisciplinary arts festival happening across Montreal from June 4th to 6th, bringing together live music, poetry, spoken word, and visual art in community spaces around the city. The festival also supports a bigger mission, raising awareness around neurodivergence and mental wellness, with all proceeds going toward developing a music program for participants of Special Olympics Quebec. Catch Arts for All at La Tuscadura on June 4th, the Van Horn Underpass at Mario Park on June 5th, and Café Ling Vert on June 6th. More art, more community, and a chance to support something meaningful. Arts for All, June 4th through 6th, in Montreal.
You're gonna have to tune into Sex in the 60, a weird play on Sex in the City, on Sundays at 1 p.m. hosted by Abraxia, to hear the weirdest, psychiest, craziest, wackiest show on the airwaves on CJLO. You're gonna hate it. No, you're gonna love it. No, you're gonna hate it. I don't know if you have to tune in to know how you're gonna feel about it. I don't know.
Chaperone, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My mama said nothing good happens
when it's late and you're dancing alone. And we're back! And we're back after the break. And you heard my voice during that break, but it's okay. And we're going to go on with the show. And so now we've got a track by Femcel. Say something about this group and how do you get them on?
I'm in several other bands. I played a show with Femcel back in November with two of my bands, one of which no longer exists, unfortunately. It was our last gig with my band Sandy Hill House Fire, and Femcel had reached out to us to get us to play, like, and that was like one of the first times that had happened. And I was like, yeah, we need to play this show, and we're gonna make it a really good one. And they did a whole lot of like theatrics at that show. They had someone like oil up and show up with a Baphomet head on stage during their set. It was like really, really crazy. And I was like, we needed another band for the bill, and I was like, yeah, Femcel, get Femcel. Those ladies, ladies, I'm not sure how they identify.
All we know about them is that they threaten to wear diapers on stage.
Yeah.
And that was all I needed to hear.
When I was looking them up after the show, I was like, oh, there's a Femme Cell in New York, but it's not them. Nope. This is the Montreal Femme Cell.
Mm-hmm. There's Femme Cells everywhere.
Yeah.
For those with eyes to see.
Yeah. And so here is the second track from their set, A Song for You. And I don't think it's the, what, Carpenters cover?
I can't imagine.
My best friend, and you were my best friend to be without you. My world has come to an end, and if you're listening to this song, if it's nighttime, I when I is getting harder now as I fall out of love with you. I resist, I resisted, but you're slipping to the clutches of time. Every night I
So, the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were A Song for You by Femcel, Neocolonialism by Piracy and Death Cult, and Be a Boy by Miami Death Row. Anything to say on any of that?
Oh, I mean, what three wall, you know, just hard bangers. Miami Death Row are so sick. Femcel are, well, we talked about Femcel. Love them. Pyroscene.
Yeah, like.
Definitely go see their show. I mean, I think maybe one of my favorite live bands in the city. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Like, I'm not a metalhead, but I fucking love Pyroscene.
Yeah.
One thing you don't hear in that recording is that the entire venue smelled like a forest fire.
Yeah.
They always bring candles on stage.
And incense and smoke. Yeah. And they dim all the lights. It's like, it was, we played a show with them at Ursa, and it was like, we just played our little normal set and then like went out to have a smoke and came back in, and it was like, didn't even feel like the same venue. It's like, damn, power, you know?
Yeah, they're quite something. And we're going to be going into a Miss Miniverse Problem by Gleba. Do you have anything to say about Gleba?
Ah, love Gleba.
Love Gleba. I'm in a band with their bassist.
Yeah.
I recruited her to my band after seeing Gleba perform, because she's just that good. Like,
you can see the joy with which she plays.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
It's really something.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I always feel like I learned something watching a Gleba show about how music can work, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like very mind-expanding stuff that they get up to.
I remember getting stitches trying to like dance to this.
Stitches?
At the gig, or like cramps, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Less hardcore.
Less hardcore, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, here is some Gleba for you with the track from their recent album Gleba Disc, Miss Miniver's Problem.
Happy for me. That's why I am unhappy. FM Fest is back on July 10, 11, 12. Join us at Sala Reina and Sala Rosa for a dive into Montreal's local music scene.
On Friday, July 10th, you can catch Drea Zoo, Chuang, Fielding, Steeple, Nelligan, Shirehead, The Show Continues in January, Resonance, and Christ.
On Saturday, July 11th, you can see Pablo, Almond Milk, Drunk Cat, Bastion, Wiser Times, Jordan Eric, Crops, 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 MOC, Womb, and Parapariah.
And Sunday, July 12th, you can catch Nizach, Eka, Plus, G-String, a panel talk on Quebec culture, self-resorted, Quebec Nihilism Front, and Conflit Majeur. Also, on Sunday, there will be a fashion show with clothes from some of Montreal's most exciting designers, including Drainwash.
FM Fest is backed by Grimy and CJLO. For more information, go to @FMFest on Instagram. Thank you.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Hi, it's Nardwar the Human Serviette from The Evaporators, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal. Do-do-do-loot-do-do-do.
And that sure was Nardwar the Human Serviette.
That it was.
So the last tracks you just heard right before the break were Miss Miniver's Problem by Gleba from, I mean, a live recording, but the studio version is on the album Gleba Disc, and Sunken Houses by Angel Spit, which was actually released officially by Angel Spit, partially using this recording that I made, on their album Live at 9 Points, which you can purchase on Bandcamp if you like doing such things. And yeah, so you were going to plug something, weren't you?
Yeah, we're plugging things left and right.
Yes.
First, and most pertinently, we're doing 9 Points again, July
18th
at Terrain Vague. So it's going to be a big outdoor lesbian car night, 9-band keg stand, fireworks.
Maybe not fireworks.
Maybe not fireworks. Oh.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
They were so cool. All right, TBD. Also, we Puberty Well are playing tomorrow with at Barfly.
With a Gut Machine.
Yeah, we're playing with Gut Machine, and we're playing with this band that's touring with Gut Machine, Comfort Object. Show was put together by Jack from Jetsam, so you know it's gonna hit. Also, I think we're all watching the game first at the bar, and then going on just when it's done. So come get your pint on. And the week after that, on the 30th, is the Cutie Skate Jam.
Yes.
Which I feel like there's no way you haven't heard of it by this point, but it's gonna be great. So definitely come to that.
What's the skate jam? They're skateboarding?
It's a skateboarding competition at the Verdun Skate Park, plus us, Angel Spit, who you just heard, and Power Drop are going to be playing. There's going to be DJ Bounce is going to be DJing, and you're going to be bouncing. There's prizes. I'm definitely having a bonfire on the river and going swimming as soon as we finish. It's going to be like 30 degrees, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bikini mandatory type affair.
Well, I wish I could be there for that, but I will be out of town. And so here we're going to close off the show with two final numbers. This is Sober Days by Debbie Christ. So do you have any words about Debbie Christ?
Love Debbie Christ. Their front person filmed our last music video incredibly well. Definitely hit them up for that in addition to playing with them. I think they're putting an album out later this year, September. And then the other song is
by Egan Chambers.
Egan Chambers. We love Egan, folks.
We love Egan.
We're playing with Egan on July 9th with this touring band, Prairie Princess. It's going to be a very trans show at Brasserie Beaubien. But yeah, Egan is a real one. Absolute shredder, absolute sweetheart, incredible songwriter, cute as a button.
Will like boxes, so Will, don't cross it again or you might get...
Yes, you might Egan get boxes.
Socked,
it's true.
Socked in the face.
Socked yep. in the face. Or do cross Egan if you're one of the many trans women who would love to get hit in the face by her. So,
well, without further ado, here is Sober Days by Debbie Christ.
Secretary of the People's Democratic Republic of Canton Uncle. His name is Alex LaPanta! Oh,
Yeah, you're actually not getting one more song.
Too bad.
Whether you want it or not. So the track before this last one was Sober Days by Debbie Christ, and this last one was Spark Plug Villains by Egan Chambers, I think her debut single, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she just put out a brand new single just the other day. What's it called?
I believe it's called That's My Purse, I Don't Know You.
No, say it with vigor.
That's my, I feel like I'm picturing like an accosted Southern belle, like,
yeah.
Oh, that's my purse. I don't know you.
Yeah, that's basically what Bobby Hill says.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, there you go.
Well, fantastic. You should also listen to my usual show on Sundays at 1, Sykes in the 60, where we're not playing raw, unmixed, unmastered audience recordings, but sometimes we play very interesting stuff, which is actually every week that we play very interesting stuff, because you need to tune in, and I played the promo earlier, which I won an award for, so. Anyway, do you have anything left to plug?
Come to Fight Night on Monday at Hemi Gauche. I'm going to be DJing. You should come see me do that. Well, come see the fighting. I'm just going to... You're going to hear my music library, mostly.
Well, fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing the show with my other band, Me, You, Sick. That's right, Me, You, Sick, or Music, on June 25th at Turbo House for Milieu Therapy. So come see that as well.
Yeah.
Egan just texted me saying that she's daring me to say that she has a blood kink on the radio. So for anyone who is curious.
So you should go get punched by Egan.
Yes. Make your nose bleed, or hers, or both.
The more bleeding noses, the better.
Some people are really into that.
It's true.
Yeah, including the aforementioned names. we're coming near the end here. Enjoy this lovely weather while you can, because there's going to be a whole summer of it, so you're going to have a while to enjoy it.
It's true.
Any final words before we clock out?
Death to fascism.
Titties out.
Yeah. Both of those like equally.
I think they go hand in hand, actually.
Absolutely.
And yeah, so I have been your host, Abraxia, and we have had you, say your name.
Mona.
And you.
Nadia Business.
Not anymore. Oh, and